Thank you for coming back this morning. I thought last night we talked for a long time, but you still came back for more.
谢谢你们啊，今天又回来，因为昨天晚上我们谈了很久，啊，没想到你们还是愿意又回来。
So it's good to be together as a group of men.
啊，就是在一些弟兄、一些男人在一起，就非常感觉非常的棒。
But my wife is in the back. She is like a spy.
但是我太太就在后面，她就像一位间谍一样。
So she wants to make sure I say the right things.
她就是确保我说。
I appreciate when Aaron just prayed and said that we in our own strength cannot accomplish anything.
刚才就是非常感谢这个 Aaron的这个祷告，就是说我们靠我们自己是不行的。
And when you talk about the responsibilities that we have as fathers and as husbands,It's way too big a task for us to accomplish by ourselves.
所以说到我们做父亲、做丈夫的这个责任呢，这个是非常大的一个责任，以至于我们靠自己是不行的。
Because we have tried that in the past and we have not done so well.
因为我们曾经这样尝试过，但是我们发现我们做的并不行。
Now the Lord's been good to us. I've been married for 60 years and I'm still learning.
但是主恩待我们，我们已经结婚六十年了，我们还是在学习。
And I think that is important that we always keep a learning spirit within us.
所以很重要的就是我们一直有一颗学习受教的心。
And if God challenges us with something new, that we don't immediately reject it because we said we're not used to it, but we say, I want to learn from this.
所以就是。我这样讲你们听得见吗刚才、哦、如果说、神给我们一些新的东西、我们要不要说马上就把它拒绝而是真的去问我们说、哎、有什么东西我们可以学到的、
So we need to prepare ourselves
所以我们要预备我们自己
We can learn from each other
我们可以彼此的学习
But principally we need to learn from the word of God
但是最主要的我们是要从神的话语里面去学习
Because that is where we discoverHow God intends our lives to be fashioned and led.
那就是我们在这里发现，神是期望我们怎么样去学习、去成长。
Now, yesterday we talked about more the responsibilities that we have as husbands. Today we want to talk about our responsibilities as fathers.
那昨天晚上呢，我们谈论了我们作为丈夫应该是怎么样的。那今天我们会来看作为父亲的责任。
And I think as we look at that subject this morning, there are a lot of things that we have already put into practice, but there are some things that we really need to improve on or learn more.
那今天我早上在想这个题目的时候，我就看见说有很多东西我们已经在实践了，但是还有很多东西我们需要去学习去提高。
And a number of years ago, a man came to my house.
那么好些年前有一个男人来到我家里
and we had a very long personal conversation with each other
那我们就私下里就有一个很长的一个交谈
you know I had known him for a long time but like with many people we can know them for a long time but we don't know what's going on the inside
就是我其实认识这个人已经很久了但就像我们认识很多人一样我们虽然认识但其实不知道他们日子过得怎么样
so He had come to my house, and then he had walked out the front door, and then after a minute, he came back in again.
那他实际上已经交谈完，已经离开我们家了。但是过了几分钟，他又回来了。
He said, "I need to share something with you."
他说有些事情我需要跟你分享一下。
And then he told me a very story about his adult son.
然后他就跟我讲了一个很让他伤心的有关他的儿子的故事。
His son had major conflicts and problems in his marriage.
就是他的儿子在他儿子的婚姻当中有一些非常严重的冲突。
And one of the reasons why he had problems was that this young man had a real anger problem.
那么这个真正的问题就是说这个年轻的孩子他这个儿子有一个这个很容易发怒。
You know, many times it doesn't appear on the outside, But there are many, many men that struggle with anger issues in their lives.
但实际上，有时候在表面上我们也许看不出来，但实际上很多男人啊，在他们内心深处都是对这个怒气、对生气这个事情有一个挣扎。
And the scripture warns us specifically about the danger that anger represents.
那实际上，圣经里面有很多地方就特别的提醒我们有关这个怒气的问题，里面是有很多危险的。
We think anger is only something that we can have towards another person, and then that's finished.
我们有时候以为只是发发怒或者生生气是对的某一个人的，那发完脾气以后就没事了。
But in Ephesians chapter 4, I want you to look at that passage, Ephesians 4, verse 26 and 27.
但是我们如果翻开以弗所书的第四章，
it tells us very definitely aboutThe danger that anger is in our lives.
我们来看这个第二十六节、二十七节，它特别是讲到这个生气、动怒所带来的一些危险。
All right, have we found that?
我们翻到没有
？It says, "In your anger, do not sin, and do not let the sun go down while you are still angry."
是你说生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
And then it adds a phrase, "And do not give the devil a foothold."
然后他又加了一句说，也不可给魔
鬼。
那动怒生气好像是一个情绪。
And it's a natural emotion.
也是一个很自然的一个情绪。
When something happens that we don't like, that we hate, it comes out in anger.
当我们遇见一些我们不喜欢、不高兴的事情，我们自然而然就会生气、动怒。
But the scripture says, "When you are angry, do not sin."
但是这个圣经说，当你生气的时候，但是不要生气、不要犯罪。
And anger becomes a sin if we keep talking that same anger in our hearts over a long period of time.
但是生气就可以转化为犯罪，如果我们把这个怒气一直留在我们心里。
And that is why scripture has established a time limit how long you can be angry.
所以这就为什么圣经你特别给我们这个生气它留了一个时间段。
It says, "Don't let the sun go down."
它说不可含怒到日落。
In other words, there's a time limit.
这里所以有一个时间的限制。
And if your anger goes beyond that time limit,
如果你的这个生气超过了这个界限，
then it becomes a serious issue.
那这个就会变成一个很严重的问题。
That anger needs to be resolved, a foothold in your life.
这个怒气是要被对付的，不然这个魔鬼，我们就会给魔鬼留下个地步。
And much of our marriage problems often are a result of deep anger that couples have one toward another.
那我们很多婚姻中的问题就是夫妻彼此之间对对方的一种怒气。
That anger has come out.
当这个怒气爆发出来的时候。
And then we suppress it.
然后我们又把它给压下去。
It's still there.
但实际上还是在里面。
We have never resolved it.
我们从来没有真正把它解决。
In your life.
如果我们不把这个问题彻底解决的话，魔鬼会给魔鬼留下地步。
And that will destroy it.
那个就会摧毁我们。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你们明白我在说什么吗？
So men, if you have an anger issue, resolve it.
所以男人们，如果你们真的有一个怒气方面的问题，解决它。
I've had the privilege of marrying a lot of young couples.
我有幸能够帮助很多年轻人，帮助他们来结婚。
And one of the questions I ask that young couple that wants to get married is,Have you had a good fight?
那我对这些年轻人，给他们做婚前辅导的时候，我总要问一个问题：中间有没有打过架
？And they look at me with surprise. They say, "No, we love each other."
他们就会很惊讶的看着我说：“没有，我们是彼此很相爱的。”
So I said, "If you have a fight, you don't even know how to stop it, do you?"
他说：“那这样的话，如果你们真的吵起来，你们大概都不知道怎么样停。”
They say,、we never fight.
他说我们从来没有吵闹过。
I said, "Let me give you an assignment for next week before you come back."
所以那么， 下面一星期我要给你们一个布置一个作业。
Have a good fight, and tell me about it, and then tell me how you resolved it.
那么就吵一架，然后告诉我们告诉我你们是怎么解决的。
And it's interesting. They come back the following week. They say, "You know, we never fought before, but this week we had a real fight."
所以他们很有趣，他们就会回来说，你知道我们从来没有真正吵过，那么这个星期我们就真的吵了一架。
I say, "Praise God."
我说感谢神。
I said, "Because in your marriage, you will have fights."
他说因为在你的婚姻当中，你一定会有冲突。
There is no marriage that has not had fights.
没有婚姻里面说没有冲突的。
But you know that fight can be positive if you learn how to resolve it.
但是这种争执、这种争吵是可以有一个正面的结果的，如果你知道怎么样去解决它。
And you find with couples that are headed for divorces, they've had an anger issue for a long time, they have never resolved it.
所以你发现很多有离婚的这个夫妻啊，他们的问题就是有很长久的这种生气的问题，但是没有解决。
And Satan has gained a foothold in your life.
就是这个魔鬼已经进入到他们的生命当中。
And if Satan has a foothold in your life, you cannot fight against him.
所以当撒旦如果在你的生命中踏进一只脚了，那你这种争吵就解决不了。
Until you expel him from your life by confessing your sin.
所以你只要把这个魔鬼赶出去，通过你在神面前的一个忏悔。
So husbands, make sure that if there is anger that you have experienced with your wife concerning any particular thing, make sure that you resolve it.
所以如果你们夫妻之间为任何事情曾经生过气、动过怒，确保你们把它真正给解决掉。
When I was first married, I tried to resolve it my way.
当我们刚刚结婚的时候，我经常想用自己的办法来解决。
And the way I tried to resolve it was, I kept quiet.
所以我解决的方法就是我就闭嘴。
I would not talk to my wife.
我就不对她说话。
And I thought that's how you overcome it.
我当时觉得这就是你解决生气的问题。
And I remember it happened on my honeymoon.
我记得在度蜜月的时候。
We were in Hong Kong.
我们在香港。
And I remember exactly where I was standing on Nathan Street.
我当时就记得我是在那个 Nathan 大道上面。
And we were waiting at a bus stop.
我们当时是在一个巴士站。
And I was giving my wife the silent treatment.
所以我当时就用这种这种静叫什么？沉默，对，用沉默来对待我的太太。
And she turned to me.
然后他就转向我说
，And she said, "We're not going to have this in our family."
他说我们家中不应该有这个东西。
And I learned it.
然后我学到这个功课。
No, if you have a problem, talk about it, resolve it. Don't let the anger stay.
所以你们如果有问题的话，就说出来，沟通一下，而不是让这个东西一直留在心里。
Well, this man was telling me the story about his son who had an anger problem.
所以这个男人就跟我讲他的儿子有这一个怒气方面的问题。
And then the wife had left the son.
他的儿媳妇实际上离开他的儿子了。
And the man got so depressed he started to drink.
所以这个Was this man or his son?
This man's son, yeah.
所以这个他的儿子就开始有这个问题了，他就开始酗酒。
But that was only the beginning of many, many problems that his son was beginning to face.
但这个只是他儿子所面临的很多问题的开始。
And then the father told me, you know, when my son was 10 years old,
然后这个男人就跟我说了，你知道当我儿子十岁的时候
，He had been sexually abused by his uncle.
他实际上是被他的叔叔性虐待过
，And he had never really gotten over that.
所以他一直其实没有能够过这个坎儿。
And you can imagine the heartbreak of the father telling me the story.
所以你可以想象到，当这个父亲跟我讲这个故事的时候。他是有多么的伤心。
And of course, my first response was, I said, "Brother, let me pray with you."
所以我的第一个回应就是说，弟兄啊，让我来为你祷告。
And I think even here this morning, in our midst, there are people that have suffered tremendous heartbreak with their children.
所以我想即使就是今天在我们这个观众席当中也许有很多人经历了跟我们孩子中间的这种伤心的故事。
And you might have known them for many years, have come to church with them, but you have never known the inside story in their lives.
也许你跟你的孩子也很多年了，甚至跟他们一起来教会，但是恐怕不知道他们心里面真正经历的一些。
And those problems will stay with you for a long, long time.
而这些问题会一直跟着他们很久很久。
When children are little, there are little problems.
当孩子还小的时候，这些还是小问题。
But when they get older, they'll become bigger problems.
但是当他们长大之后，这些也变成很大的问题。
Someone has once said, when children are little, they step on your toes.
他们说，当孩子小的时候，他踩在你的脚趾头上。
When they're older, they step on your heart.
但是当他们长大之后，他们踩在你的心上。
And that really hurts.
而那个是确实让人觉得会很伤痛的。
And these situations are multiplied in many, many homes, including Christian homes.
那这些问题在很多家庭里面，包括基督徒家庭里面，都在不断的发生。
And for this reason, it's important that we as men, we as parents, learn how to protect our children.
所以为了这个缘故，我们作为男人，作为父亲，我们要学会说怎么样保护我们的孩子。
And a verse that has been a great help to me is found in the book of Proverbs.
那有一句经文一直帮助我在这方面的是在箴言书里面。
Now Proverbs is a very practical book.
那箴言是一本非常实用的书。
It gives us lots of advice.
给我们很多很多建议。
Good counsel.
很多好的建议。
For instance, the book of Proverbs is filled with principles on finances.
比如说箴言里面有很多有关理财方面的原则。
You know, I've gone through the book of Proverbs many times, and every time I've seen something mentioned about finances, I put a little F.Right next to that verse.
你知道我读箴言的时候，每次看到有关这个理财方面的一些建议，我都会加一个小 F， 英文的 finance， 我会加的。
So I go through the books, I see so many Fs.
所以通过读这本书之后，我就看到很多 F.
You know, sometimes we ought to talk about have a special seminar on what the Bible teaches us about finances.
所以有时候可能我们可以有一个讲座，就讲说圣经是怎么讲有关理财的。
It's amazing how much teaching comes to us even from the book of Proverbs.
我惊讶会里面会有多少这方面的教导。
Like I mentioned last night, when we look for principles, they are there.
所以就像我昨晚提到的，当我们在寻找圣经的原则的时候，我们会看到很多。
Now in Proverbs 14 verse 26, we read this.
那我们现在看箴言的十四章的。
He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge.
敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
We as husbands and as fathers ought to provide a place of refuge for our family.
我们作为丈夫，作为父亲，应该为我们的家提供一个避难所。
We are living in a dangerous world.
因为我们生活在一个危险的世界当中。
When I was growing up, I thought the world was dangerous, but it's far more dangerous.
世界那今天发现是一个更加危险的事。
And the dangers that our children face, even imagine.
而我们孩子们所面临的危险，比我们想象的要更大。
And this verse tells us that we need to provide a refuge for our children.
那这句经文就告诉我们要为我们的儿女提供一个避难所。
In other words, our home needs to be just like a fortress.In which children can run and they're safe.
所以就是我们的家就好像一个城堡我们的孩子在里面跑，但是他们是安全的。
And then it gives us the key.
然后他给了我们一个关键词。
It says, "He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress."
他说，敬畏耶和华的就有这样的依靠，有这样的避难所。
There's a condition that's connected here with this.
所以这个 这个条件是相互关联的。
He who fears the Lord.
就是敬畏耶和华的。
In other words, our own lives are the key to whether we can provide a refuge for our children.
所以就是我们的这个生命是能否提供这样一个避难所的关键。
We have a family.
我们有一个家。
Our children are growing up.
我们的孩子在成长。
And of course, we are concerned about them in the way that they're growing up.
那当然我们关心他们是怎么成长的。
In the early stages of their life, we are more concerned about their physical welfare.
他们小的时候，我们可能更关注他们身体的健康。
You know, when a baby comes home from the hospital, they weigh it and they measure it and they make sure it gets the right food to eat.
当这个婴儿刚刚从医院里抱回来的时候，我们量有多大多重，也确保他吃的对的食物。
So we are concerned in the initial stages with the physical well-being.
所以开始的时候我们很注意他身体的健康。
Then as they get older, then we begin to be realize that they have educational needs.
那当他们更长大一些的时候，我们就开始关注到说他们有教育方面的需要。
And I think Chinese families have been particularly leading in the area where they are concerned about the educational help that their children will get.
所以我们发现这个比如华人的家庭特别在这方面会特别关注孩子们在教育方面能得到什么样的帮助。
And this goes through high school, this goes right through college and university.
所以从中学到大学一直到可能研究。
And I think as those of you who have children whohave been in university or college, you know that it can be a very costly thing.
但是你们这个孩子上大学的知道这个实际上是非常昂贵的一件事情。
And those of you who don't have children in college yet, you will learn that later on. It can be cost you a lot of money.
因为那些你们孩子还没有上大学的你将来会知道的这个实际上是很昂贵的一笔支出。
And then as they get older, you're also concerned about how they social, their social relationships.
所以当他们更大一些的时候，你也会开始关注到他们的一些社会上的关系。
Whether that's at home, whether that's at school, or whether that's at work.
不管是在家里，在学校里，还是在公司里。
You want to make sure that your children fit into the whole social structure in which we find ourselves.
你确保你的孩子能够融入这个社会这个结构当中。
And there's that great danger that we're facing today.
那我们今天就面临着一个很大的危险。
That the children's tendency often is to go with the flow, to go with the crowd, to go with what others are doing.
就是我们的孩子很容易随波逐流，是这个词吗？有时候成语会忘掉，就会跟着别人怎么做的，怎么想的。
You know, in the book of Isaiah, we hear that we're living in a culture where people call evil good and they call good evil.
所以在以赛亚书里，我们看见 evil.
They call what is good, they call it evil, and what is evil, they call good.
就是好的，他们会说成坏的，坏的会说成好的。
We get our whole system of values just twisted around.
所以整个这个世界观价值观都已经扭曲了。
And our children easily can fit into what the rest of the crowd is doing.
所以我们的孩子很容易就会跟着这些大群。
And so we need to take heed of how do they socially adapt to everything.
所以我们要特别关注他们怎么样是融入这个社会当中的。
We're concerned about our children's musical abilities.
我们也很关注他们的音乐方面的才能。
And it's amazing how many Chinese are studying piano or violin or some of these other instruments.
很惊奇的看到很多这个华人的孩子去学钢琴啊，去学小提琴啊。
And no wonder they are running away with all of the scholarships and prizes, you know, and some of the White Americans, they say, well, how come the Chinese get all the honors?
所以这些孩子最后都拿到了这些奖学金，以至于那些白人的孩子都在纳闷，怎么这些华人的孩子都这么优秀。
And then it comes to marriage for our children.
然后就我们下一个关注的就是我们孩子的婚姻。
And we want them to be successfully married.
我们希望他们有一个成功的婚姻。
Sometimes we look about, is this young man who wants to marry my daughter, does he have enough money? Does he have a good job? Does he get a good income?
所以说我们就想到说，比如说这个小伙子要娶我的女儿，他有没有足够的收入？他有没有足够好的地位。
So there are lots of concerns.
所以我们有很多很多忧虑的地方。
But you know, I've left one of them out.
但我实际上有一条还没有提到。
Because we hear little about this. We hear very little.
我们因为很少听到这方面的讨论。
And that is the spiritual concern for our children.
就是我们对孩子属灵方面的关注。
I very, very seldom hear any man, any father, ever come to me and express a spiritual concern for his kids.
我很少很少听见一个男人或一个父亲来到我这里去讲有关他对孩子属灵方面的担心。
I hear him express concerns about other things.
我听到他担心忧虑很多其他方面。
But there's something missing.
但是我们少了点什么。
Are we more interested in how they do educationally, how they do scholastically, how they do in the musical field, than they do in their spiritual walk with God?
我们是不是对他们教育方面、学术方面、音乐方面的关注多过我们对他们对属灵方面的关注呢？
And that is a concern that I have.
那这个是让我担心的地方。
And I think this is the area where men need to return to assume leadership in their families.
所以这个地方就是男人需要在家里面承担这个领导者的这个责任。
And it seems like in many places it is the women, the mothers that have assumed that responsibility.
好像很多时候我们看见是女人这个母亲承担起这方面的责任。
But I want to encourage you this morning as men that you listen to what God has to say about providing a place of refuge for your children.
那么今天早上我就鼓励所有这里的男人，好好听听圣经里怎么教导的，我们该怎样在这个家庭里担任起这样的一个责任。
If I want to find out some things about my grandchildren,
如果我想知道有关我的孙辈、孙子、孙女们的一些状况，
I don't ask my son.
我不问我的儿子。
I ask my daughter-in-law.
我问我的儿媳妇。
Why?
为什么？
Because she's all the time in contact with them.
因为她一直和这些孩子在接触。
And my son gets on the phone and talks to them.
我的儿子打电话给他们。
He talks about how their job is going, how their school is going, how are they doing certain things.
我问他们的工作怎么样，学校怎么样。
It's a lot of facts and data.
好多就是一些信息，一些数据。
And after 7-8 minutes, he's finished.
然后七八分钟之后，他这个电话就打完了。
But my daughter gets on the phone. My daughter-in-law gets on the phone.
但是我儿媳妇给他们的孩子打
电话的时候。And she starts talking to them for an hour.
她可以跟他们谈一个小时。
So if I want to find anything about my grandchildren are doing, I ask her.
所以如果我要想问有想了解我的孙子孙女们的情况，我问我的儿媳妇。
And she can talk to me for 2 hours about that.
她可以跟我谈两个小时。
Because she can make up some additional things.
因为她会添油加醋。
And she can express a concern because I don't hear it from the other side.
因为她可以表达出一种担心，但是从我儿子方面我就听不到。
You know, our children are going through things that we as parents are the last people to find out.
你知道我们的孩子有时候在经历一些东西啊，我们这些做父母的是最后才发现。
Our children are facing temptations that they'll never talk to us about.
他们会遇到一些试探，但是他们都不会跟我们说。
Why?
为什么？
Why don't our children openly tell us about the problems they have in temptation?
为什么我们的孩子不敞开心怀跟我们讲他们所遇到的各种的试探呢？
Because our home is not a place of refuge.
因为我们的家还不是一个避难所。
Our place, our home is not safe for them to talk about it.
我们这个家还不是一个安全的地方让他们来谈论他们的问题。
They They are afraid to talk about it. Because they feel that they'll be judged. They will be misunderstood. And they don't want to mention it at home. They'll talk to their friends about it, but not to us as parents. That's why this verse is so important. It says, we need to provide a place of refuge for our children. And if our children can be brought to the place where they say, at home, this is where I am totally safe.
如果我们的孩子来到家里, 他感觉说这里是完全让我能有一种安全感的。
And here's the key.
这里就是一个关键。
He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress.
敬畏耶和华的大有依靠。
How do we turn our homes into a safe fortress, into a place of refuge?
那我们怎么样让我们的家成为一个安全的城堡，一个避难所呢？
Let me suggest several ways of how we can do that.
让我来建议几条。
The first one is that our relationship with the Lord affects their relationship with the Lord.
第一个就是我们跟主的关系，我们跟神的关系，会影响到他们跟神的关系。
If our relationship with the Lord is strong,
如果我们跟主的关系很强,
then their relationship with the Lord can also be strong.
那他们跟主的关系也会很强。
But if our relationship with the Lord is weak, then we cannot expect them to become any stronger than we are.
但如果我们跟主的关系很弱, 我们不能希望他们跟主的关系会比这个更强。
And when he talks about relationship with the Lord, it says, he who fears the Lord.
所以这里讲到我们跟神的关系, 就讲到说敬畏耶和华。
What does it mean to fear the Lord?
那敬畏神是什么意思呢?
Does it mean to fear the judgment of God in your life?
是你害怕神的审判吗?
What does it mean?
那到底是什么意思呢?
The scripture always says, he who fears the Lord is a person that honors God, that respects God, that puts God right there on the top of everything in his life.
那圣经你说那些敬畏耶和华的，就是把主作为最优先的，是作为最主要的。 放在家里面最高的位置的。
And if you do not demonstrate that in your family, your children will never feel safe.
如果你不把这个在家里面表现出来的话， 你的孩子不会感到有一种安全感。
And God has given that responsibility to both fathers and mothers.
那神把这样的一个职责，这个责任给了父母双方。
Now, as you read through the scriptures, you see many, many examples of parents who did it and those who did not do it.
那你在圣经里，你看到很多很多的例子， 就是有些父母做到了，有些父母没有做到，很多很多父母没有做到。
And I think it would be a tremendous thing if you men would take the lead at home.
所以我觉得一个很重要的事情，就是我们作为男人，在家里面，在这方面要带个头。
If you sit down with your wives and start praying together.
如果你和你的妻子坐下，你们开始为这件事情祷告。
And say, how can we turn our home into a place of refuge for our children?
怎么样把我们这个家变成一个 我们孩子的避难所。
You know, I could ask a question this morning. I'm not going to ask you.
我其实可以问一个问题, 但是我现在不会问。
I don't want you to raise your hand because you might not be able to.
或者我不想让你举手, 也许你举不起来。
And it's the question is, how many of you husbands pray with your wives every day?
就是你们中间这些丈夫有多少每一天都和你的妻子一起祷告的。
I was speaking at a pastor's conference
in 我在一个牧师的一个特会当中,
this was in Nigeria.
这是在尼日尼亚。
They probably had about 800 pastors there.
差不多有800位牧师。
And I asked the pastors this question.
我问这些牧者刚才这个问题。
How many of you have ever regularly prayed with your wives?
你们当中有多少人常常和你的妻子一起祷告的?
Raise your hand.
举起你的手来。
And in Africa, they quickly raise their hands. They, you don't have to worry about that.
那在他们一般举手是很踊跃的。
When I asked that question, only a few people stood up.
但是当时我这个问题的时候，只有几个人能够站起来。
And after the meeting was over, there were many pastors that came to me.
那当时这个会议结束的时候，很多牧者来到我这里。
And say, God really convicted us this morning.
所以神今天真的对我说话了。
Because we preach to others, but we have never prayed with our own wives.
因为我们跟别人讲道，但是我们实际上真正没有和自己的妻子。
So men, let me give you a challenge this morning.
所以今天我给大家一个挑战。
If you want to move forward in your making your home a place of refuge, start with praying with your wives every day.
所以你使你们的家成为一个孩子的避难所，就从祷告开始。
Sit down with them.
和他们一起坐下。
And say, what can we do?
然后说我们能做什么呢？
What should we do? Give us insight.
神给我们一些想法。
You know, my wife and I pray every single morning for our children and our grandchildren.
我和我的太太每天早上，我们为我们的孩子、为我们的儿子、孙辈来祷告。
We pray for them by name.
我们用提他们的名来祷告。
And as we get new information, we try to incorporate that in our praying.
每次我们得到一些新的消息，我们就把它融入到我们的祷告当中。
That has two benefits.
那这里就是有两个好处。
It brings you and your wives together.
一个把你和你的妻子带到一起。
We talked last night about oneness of spirit.
我们昨天晚上讲到属灵里的合一。
And oneness of spirit comes by praying together.
那这个灵，你的感动就是通过祷告的。
And the second benefit is you are beginning to make your home a place of refuge.
那第二个好处就是你就开始把你的这个家，把你的家转变成一个避难所。
Let me ask you another question.
我现在来问你们另外一个问题。
How many of your fathers have ever prayed with your children?
你们作为父亲的有多少次和你们的孩子一起祷告？
When they were little,
当他们小的时候，
put them to bed,
啊，让他们就上床睡觉。
How many said, "Mother, you take them to bed"?
有多少你们说让孩子他妈来带孩子去睡觉？
I'll watch some television.
我再看一会儿电视。
But you put the kids to bed.
但是你带孩子去睡觉。
And when she puts them to bed, she might pray with them.
那当他把这些孩子安置到床上的时候，也许他会和孩子，他会为孩子祷告。
But how many of you men pray with your children?
但是你们做父亲的有多少和你们的孩子一起祷告呢？
Not many.
不，没有很多的。
And you know we've got a problem here.
所以我们就有一个问题了。
You say our kids speak English.
你说我的小孩是说英文的。
I can't pray in English.
我不能用英文来祷告。
I've never prayed in English before.
我从来没有英文祷告过。
And I can't pray with them in Chinese because maybe their Chinese is not enough.
我又不能用中文祷告，因为这些孩子中文大概不够。
So we don't pray.
所以我们就不祷告。
Is that the answer?
这是我们的答案吗？
How are you going to help your children as they grow up?
那当你的孩子长大的时候，成长的时候，我们怎么能帮助他们？
How can you minister to your children if you can't even pray with them?
如果我们不能都和他们一起祷告，我们怎么来服侍他们？
Because you say, I'm not comfortable with reading an English Bible. I want to read my Chinese Bible.
你说我读英文圣经很吃力，我想读我的中文圣经。
And so I can't talk to them about spiritual things from the English Bible because I don't know the English Bible.
所以我们不能用这个，因为我不知道这个英文圣经，所以我没办法用英文跟他们讲属灵方面的事情。
And they don't understand the Chinese part.
而他们呢又不明白中文部分。
So a result happens, nothing is done.
所以结果呢什么都没有做。
You know, I've encouraged young families whose children are being raised in an American cultural setting that they learn to do it in English.
所以我鼓励这些年轻的家庭，当你们的孩子如果是在美国这样环境下长大的，来用英文
And as I've talked to them about them, again and again I've heard, we feel more comfortable in Chinese. I've heard them say, them reply, we feel more comfortable doing it in Chinese rather than English.
当我听到有些父母说我们对中文更容易。
I says, do you know what missionaries do?
我就跟他说，你知道那些宣教士做什么怎么做的吗？
When they leave America and they go to another country,
他们离开美国去了另外一个国家。
What's the first thing they have to do?
那么他们要所做的第一件事是什么？
They have to learn the language.
他们得学这个语言。
Now if they say, I feel more comfortable in talking in English,
如果他说，实际上英文对我来说更舒适更容易。
Nobody will understand them.
那些外国人都不可能会明白他们。
So they have to pay a price.
所以他们必须付上一个代价。
And the price is costly.
这个代价是很重的。
And so I am encouraging those of you who have children that are growing up.
所以我鼓励那些你们孩子是在美国长大的。
And those who then, as they're going into junior high and into high school, they need counsel and they need encouragement spiritually. That's not based on Chinese, but you have to use English.
所以当他们上初中、上高中这个整个经历当中，他们需要属灵上的一些建议、一些引导的时候，他们需要英文方面的。
And I want to encourage Chinese churches.
我也想鼓励华人的教会
and Chinese leadership in churches
华人教会里面的领袖们
that they provide some kind of help and training in making this transition for those who are here to stay.
所以也提供这方面的一些培训、一些教导，让这些家庭、让这些年轻的家庭在这里能够在英文方面有一些装备。
This might make it a little uncomfortable.
也许这个会让我们觉得有些不舒服。
But I am concerned about our home situation.
And if
children cannot come to their own parents to get spiritual counsel, they have to go somewhere else.
因为如果他们孩子不来到父母面前寻求属灵上面的指导，他们会到别处去寻。
Is that what you want?
这是你所要的吗？
And so it all begins again with establishing priorities in our lives.
所以这关乎到我们怎么样来调整我们生命中的优先次序。
Now, both of us as parents are involved in this kind of ministry to our children.
那我们夫妻俩都在这个方面有一些服侍。
But there is a very special word that God has for us as fathers.
那对我们作为父亲来讲，神特别有一句话。
God wants us as fathers, if we are to assume leadership, He wants us to be like a spiritual umbrella for our family. This would include both your wife and your children or grandchildren.
那这个伞下面包括了你的妻子、你的儿辈、你的孙辈。
Now God has entrusted that responsibility to you as men.
那神特别把这个权柄给了我们男人。
So that when the rains and the storms come and break on your family, you are the one that is holding that umbrella.
那么当风雨来的时候，你是那个把持住这把伞的。
And you are the becoming that refuge for them. They can quickly run under that umbrella and they feel safe.
而你就成了一个避难所，那些孩子能够很快地躲到这个伞下面，他们会感到很安全。
But I want you to remember something.
但是我要你们记住一样事情。
If that umbrella has holes in it,
如果这个伞里面有很多洞的话,
the rain comes right through it.
这个雨还是漏下来了。
And when God looks at your life,
当神看着你的生命的时候,
if He sees there are weaknesses in us as men,
如果他在我们男人身上看的一些弱点,
it's just like having a hole in our umbrella.
他就好像看着这把伞上的这些漏洞。
And if you have a weakness in your life, your children will have that same thing in their lives.
如果你的生命中有某处特别软弱的话, 你的孩子很可能也有这方面的软弱。
There are some men today,
今天有一些男人,
that are struggling with pornography.
在色情方面会有些挣扎。
That's like a big hole in that umbrella.
这好像就是伞里面一个很大的一个洞。
And a man then wants to be the spiritual umbrella for his children.
但男人如果想要成为他们孩子的这个属灵的伞。
You will be responsible for that lusting after pornography that your sons will have after you.
所以你需要承担起这个责任来填补这个比如色情方面的这个情欲你必须要去对付。
And that's why this says, he who fears the Lord.
所以这里特别讲到敬畏耶和华的。
He has a secure fortress.
他是大有依靠的。
But your umbrella is leaking.
但如果你的这把伞是漏的话
then all of your own personal weakness will be transferred on your children as well.
那你所有你个人的很多的这个软弱都最后转移到你孩子的身上。
And that's why Paul writes to Timothy.
所以这就是为什么保罗写信给提摩太。
He says, watch your life and your doctrine closely.
就是说关注你的生命和你的教义。
It's not so much important what you say, but how you live.
其实不光是说你说什么，更重要的是你怎么样活出来的。
And husbands, it doesn't matter how much money you earn.
那么丈夫们，不管你赚多少钱。
Were you able to make your mortgage payment?
能够付你的这个房契。
Whether you set up a nice financial portfolio.
或者是你有一个很好的一个理财的一个账目。
That is not important.
那个其实不是重要的。
There's something that's far more important than that.
有一个比这个更为重要的。
That you provide that spiritual umbrella for our families.
就是为你的家提供这个属灵的伞。
Because you can sacrifice as much as you want, but if you sacrifice your own standard before God, everything is lost.
你可以做很多牺牲，但是如果你在跟神的关系上做出牺牲的话，你会有很大很大的损失。
So we need to watch our lives closely.
所以我们需要特别的关注我们自己的生命。
That is your number one responsibility.
这是你的第一条责任。
And if you say I don't have time,
如果你说我没有时间
，I'm too busy,
我太忙了
，then the rest of it is of absolutely no value.
那么其他的其实都没有价值的。
Those are hard words, aren't they?
这个是很难。听的一句话是不是
Because our life has been patterned after some very, very traditional standard methods.
因为我们的生命已经是在模仿一些好像是很传统的一些价值。
We've been used to that for years and years.
我们根据这样的标准已经活了很多年了。
And now you say, I'm hearing that the most important thing in my life is my spiritual health, my relationship to the Lord.
那现在我突然听到说，我最重要的是这一个属灵的伞，是我跟上帝的关系。
Come back to that verse.
那我们再看这一句经文。
He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress.
敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，或者说有一个安全的城堡。
And for his children will be a refuge.
而他的儿女也有避难所。
Money is no refuge for your children.
金钱不能成为你儿女的避难所。
Having all the beautiful facilities that a good home provides is not a refuge.
有一个漂亮的房子，所有这些也不能成为孩子的避难所。
You can have all these things, but you can lose your children.
你可以有所有的这一切，但是丢失你的孩子。
That's why I said the first responsibility is towards your own life.
所以第一条最重要的责任就是关乎你自己的生命。
And we come back again to the basics.
所以我们回到最基本的。
It's not good enough just to say I'm a Christian. The question is, am I a growing Christian?
所以就不光光是说我是不是一个基督徒，而是说我是不是一个在成长中的基督徒。
We need to think about that.
我们需要来好好思考这一个。
There are four specific areas where we can be a refuge to our children.
那么第四个我们可以有四个方面有四个方面我们第四个方面可以成为一个避难所的。
Number one.
有四个方面第一个。
We need to provide for our children what they need.
我们需要 为孩子供应他们的需要。
And all the things that I mentioned earlier, we need to provide for their physical, we need to provide for their spiritual, for their educational, for their social needs.
我们刚才已经谈到了我们有关他们身体上的教育方面的包括还有属灵方面的这所有这方面的需要。
And don't leave the spiritual needs of your children to the mothers.
不要把这个孩子属灵方面的需要交给孩子的母亲。
Husbands take the initiative.
作为丈夫的应该起这个头。
And you provide that leadership in providing for that need that the kids have.
你来提供这一个这个领导的这个职责。
If I were to ask you today,
如果我今天问你
，What have you been doing this last month in providing for the spiritual needs of your children? What would you say?
那么过去这个月你在什么方面，你做了什么事情来为你孩子提供一个属灵上的带领呢？你会说什么呢？
How did you provide for their spiritual needs?
你怎么样来提供供应他们属灵上的需要的？
Take that thought and think about it.
好好想一想。
Write down something that you think you can do.
你可以写一下来，你可以做哪些事情？
That is part of the number one thing. You need to provide for all the needs of your family.
所以这个是第一个，就是你需要去为你家里所有的需要来供应。
The second thing, what an umbrella does, it is protects.
那么第二个事情，第二个方面就是这个伞做什么呢？它是来保护的。
We're living in a world that's filled with danger.
我们生活在一个社会，一个世界当中是有很多很多的危险的。
In fact, the scripture says, mark this, that in the last days there will be terrible times.
这个其实像圣经里说的，在末世的时候，实际上是有大风险、大灾难的。
And if we think the situation is bad today, it's going to get worse.
如果我们要觉得说今天的情况已经很糟，是会变得更糟的。
So this world in which we are raising a family is filled with tremendous danger.
所以我们把这个孩子带大的今天这个世界，实际上是充满了危险。
And fathers, you need to provide protection for your wives and for your children.
那么父亲们，你们要为你的妻子、为你的孩子提供这一个保护。
And before you can do this, you need to know what their needs are.
但是你提供这个需求之前，你必须得知道他们的需要是什么。
You need to know what the dangers are they are facing.
你要知道他们所面临的危险是什么。
What are the temptations that they're being exposed to?
他们所面临的各种试探是什么？
It's amazing that with the technological advances, all of our kids have iPhones and they text and do this and do that.
所以今天我们也知道，因为科技的发达，我们的很多孩子也会用上各种iPhone 啊、手机啊，他们可以彼此的来发短信。
We have no idea what they're talking and to whom they're talking.
有时候我们根本不知道他们在谈什么或者跟谁在交谈。
We would be very, very surprised if we really knew what goes on in their lives.
如果我们真正的知道他们真的生活中在发生着什么事情，也许会很惊讶的。
What they see in the movies.
他们在电影里面看到的。
What they watch on TV.
他们在电视里面看到的。
But most of all, what they do on the internet.
而更特别是今天他们在互联网上看的。
We as fathers many times don't even know who the friends of our kids are.
我们作为父亲的，我们可能很多时候都不知道我们孩子的朋友是谁。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
Or when our children say, we're going to see such and such, are they really doing that?
当我们的孩子说我们要过去做什么做什么，他们真的是跟那些人在一起吗？
And then we talk about protecting them.
然后我们又在说要保护他们。
We don't even know what from.
我们都不知道保什么。
See, because we have never put ourselves in, I want to understand everything I possibly can about our children are going through.
因为我们没有把我们放在一个位置上，就是说真正的去好好理解我们的孩子到底在经历什么。
And again, we face that question that always comes up: I just don't have time for this.
那我们就往往却又在那里说我们没有时间。
I leave in the morning, come back at night.
我早上就出去，晚上很晚才回来。
I hardly see my children.
我根本都几乎见不到我的孩子。
That's a challenge.
这是一个挑战。
This is where you need wisdom from God.
这为什么我们需要神给我们的智慧？
And that's why we again, I want to remind you of what Aaron prayed first thing this morning.
这就为什么今天早上会台这里祷告的第一件事情。
He says, Lord, we need your help to do anything that we're doing.
他说主啊，我们需要你来的帮助来做我们做要做的事情。
And this is why it's so important to pray with your wives.
这就为什么和你的太太一起祷告是多么多么的重要。
It is so hard.
这个是非常困难的。
It is so hard to know what our kids are going through.
也特别困难知道说我们孩子到底在经历什
么。And yet, if God wants you to protect them, you need to find out.
所以但是神如果要你需要去保护他们的话，你需要去了解。
But you as men need to take the initiative.
但是我们作为男人，我们要来做带这个头。
Get your wives to help you in this area.
让你的妻子来帮助你。
But you take the lead.
但是你来带头。
Number three.
第三点。
Direction.
方向。
Your children also need direction in their lives.
你的孩子们，他们也需要他们生命中的指引和方向。
Don't let the philosophy of this world direct them their lives.
不要让这个世界的一些思想哲学来影响他们。
What they learn in school,
他们在学校里学的
is very much against what the Bible teaches.
啊，经常是和圣经的教导是相悖的。
And we're just seeing the beginning of that kind of philosophy entering our school system.
啊，我们就看到那样的思想，那样的哲学。进入到我们的学校当中。
And it's going to increase more and more with the way that our country is moving these days.
看到我们这个国家现在这个走的这个方向啊，我们就会看到这种影响可能会与日俱增。
Paul writes to the Romans in Romans chapter 12, don't be conformed to this world.
保罗在罗马书十二章里讲到说，我们不要顺从这个世界。
But we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
对，我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
How many of you as fathers pray with your children in regards to selecting a college for your kids?
你们多少做父亲的跟你们的孩子一起来祷告，来求问说他们应该去哪一所大学。
Or are you just looking at the academic requirements?
还是说你只是看看这些学术上的这个要求。
For many Chinese, money is not the question.
对很多中华人来说金钱不是问题。
They're willing to pay lots of money.
他们愿意花很多钱。
And go to some of the finest schools that we have here in the country.
让孩子去那个最些最好的学校。
But is that necessarily God's will?
但这个是不是神的意愿呢？
Have you prayed with them in terms of what place they should be, whether there is a Christian fellowship, whether they're Christian friends, whether there are churches?
你有没有和他们一起祷告来去询问说那个学校你是不是有一些基督徒的团契，他可以找到一些基督徒的朋友呢？
Or have you looked at it only from a very academic or a successful career planning strategy?
还是你只是从学校这个成绩来讲，学术方面来讲来说，在这个方面来给他找。
Our children need direction.
我们的孩子需要一个指引。
And with all the wisdom that God has given to you over the years, you need to help guide them through this.
那么，当神这么多年来给你的各种智慧，你需要来应用，来指引。
I don't mean that you dictatorially have to say, this is what I have chosen, this is what you must do.
你不是说强压给他们说啊，你一定要这样子做。
We're not living in that kind of society, are we?
我们现在的社会也不是这样子的。
You can say it, but your children say, we don't care what you say.
你可以跟他们讲很多，但是你们的孩子可以说，我才不管你说什么。
As long as you pay the bill, that's fine.
只要你付这个钱就行了。
No, God can give us ability to guide and direct our children.
但是神会给我们一种能力来指引带领我们的孩子。
And that takes great love.
那就需要有很多的爱。
That takes great patience.
也需要有很多的耐心。
That's all part of it.
这都是这里面的一部分。
And then it comes to the choosing of a life partner.
然后又讲到选择生命的中的配偶。
Whom are your kids going to marry?
你的孩子会跟谁结婚呢？
Do they talk with you as parents about this?
他们会跟你作为父母，他们会跟你们沟通吗？
Or do they just walk in saying, this is the girl and we've decided to marry?
还是说他进来就说，啊，这是这个女孩，我们要结婚了。
Or this is the young man, we're going to get married.
或者说，哦，这个小伙子，啊，我们已经决定要结婚了。
Have you had any contact with them?
你和他们有这方面的接触吗？
Have you helped them to apply spiritual principles of what would make a healthy marriage?
你们有没有跟他们一起来讲一些属灵的原则，怎么样才能有一个健康的婚姻呢？
Fathers who have daughters.
有女儿的父亲们。
You know, daughters will generally pick a life mate that is like their father.
你知道，女孩子经常会选一个生活伴侣，就是非常像他们父亲。
Interesting, isn't it?
这个是非常有趣的一个现象，不是吗？
Do you want your daughter to marry somebody just like you?
你希望你的女儿去嫁一个像你这样的人吗？
Or they want or a better one.
啊，还是需要找一个更好的。
Fathers, pray with your daughters.
父亲们和你们的女儿一起祷告。
Fathers, you have such a tremendous influence on your daughters.
父亲们，你们对你们的女儿实际上是会有很深远的影响的。
And if your daughter knows that you have her best interests at heart, she will listen to you.
如果他们知道你在心底深处是最为关心他们的，
It's not for you.
他们会听你的。
It's not for you to pick the husband for her.
因为不是你来为她选一个丈夫。
But you can talk to her about principles that she needs to look out for.
但是你可以跟她讲述一些她需要遵循的原则。
And obviously the number one principle is that your children, if they know the Lord, they marry somebody else who also knows the Lord.
那当然一个最重要最基本的原则就是说，如果他们是跟主有关系的，那他们一定也要嫁一个跟主有关系的。
No matter how good their qualifications and how wealthy they are, that does not matter as long as that person also follows the Lord Jesus Christ.
不管他们其他方面的条件，最最重要的就是说，这个人也是跟随耶稣基督的。
So you provide protection for your children.
所以你提供保护，为你的孩子提供保护。
You give to them what they need for their everyday provision.
你提供他们各个方面的需要。
You enable them to be directed in following in the right pathways.
你也提供他们指引，让他们走在正确的方向上。
And fourthly, you as fathers have to be given to instruction.
那么第四点，作为父亲，你还要提供教导。
The book of Proverbs we mentioned earlier is a book that over and over emphasizes that fathers will instruct their sons and their children.
那刚才我们看到的这个箴言里面就一次又一次的提到说，父亲要为子女提供教导。
It is here that we read, if you read through the book of Proverbs again and again, it's sons, listen to your father's instruction.
所以我们如果读这个箴言的话，我们就会看到反复讲说，孩子你要听你的父母。
And I want to give you an assignment.
那我也想给你们布置一个作业。
Read through the book of Proverbs.
就是把整本箴言读一遍。
And everywhere it says something about fathers instructing your children, underline that.
那每一个地方你看到说作为父亲要教导你的子女的，把那个地方给着重标一下。
You know, your children need to be taught.
因为你的孩子是需要被教导的。
Don't say I'm bringing my children to church and the church will teach them.
不要说我把他们带到教会来，那么教会会教导他们。
Yes, the church will teach.
是的，教会会教导他们。
But the number one responsibility is that fathers teach their children.
但是第一个最首先的是父亲要教导他们的孩子。
You read through the scriptures and again, it's the father's example that has made the difference.
你们看整本圣经，你会一次又一次的看到，是父亲的这个榜样是造成。各种各样的不同的。
And yet traditionally we have assigned that role of instruction to the mothers.
但很多时候我们却把这样的一个职责交给了母亲。
It's the mother that says, let's read the Bible together.
通常是这个母亲来对孩子们说，来，我们一起来读圣经。
Very seldom do your father say that.
我们很少听见父亲来做这样。
So here is a responsibility that we as men have failed in.
所以这个是我们作为男人一个很失败的地方。
So, fathers, are you teaching your children at home?
所以父亲们，你们在家里教导你们的孩子吗？
We're talking about a home being a fortress, a place of refuge.
我们在你说到说这个家作为一个避难所，作为一个安全的城堡。
You know, when these things, when these principles become actively involved in our everyday life, we can see a difference being made.
所以当这些原则真正的应用到我们生活当中的时候，我们就会看见不同。
But you know, sometimes when these things don't happen, there are also going to be consequences.
但是如果这些事情没有发生，我们刚才讲的这些职责没有承担的起来的时候，我们会看到另外一样一种不同。
And I've come up with a list of things of why children rebel.
所以我已经这里有一个单子，这里面说孩子为什么会反叛。
And I think we've printed that out, and I think maybe it would be good to.
如果已经打印出来，我们不如现在就发给大家人手一份。
So we can all look at this.
所以我们可以一起来看这个看这个经单。Some working.
Yeah.
Sure.
They have the Chinese copy.
Yes.
Too. Yeah. Okay. Now this is a long list.
啊，这是一个挺长的一个清单。
And we will not go through that whole list today.
也许我们今天没有办法来过每一条。
I might just mention a few of these.
也许我会从中选几条。
And I think the rest of you can take this home, and think about it, and pray about it, and then see that you fulfill what is mentioned here in terms of the reactions of children.
所以这个你可以带回去，去思考，去讨论，然后看看这些方面怎么样让我们在家里能够做得更好。
Because this gives us a key to understanding what our kids' expectations are from their parents.
因为这个地方可以帮助我们了解我们的孩子对我们有什么预期。
And especially for fathers, it is important for you to realize.What some of your responsibilities are.
那么作为父亲，这也可以帮助我们认识到我们在哪些方面有些责任。
Now the first thing that I've mentioned here is when a father does not fulfill his promises, his children will get wounded spirits.
那这里我列的第一条就是说，当父亲说话不算话的时候，这个孩子啊。孩子的心就会受到伤害。
Have you ever made promises to your kids that you have not kept?
你有没有向孩子保证什么，结果你没有实现
？Any of you?
有吗
？I remember back in 1980.
我记得早在1980年的时候
，I had a very, very wonderful invitation.
我得到一个非常非常好的一个邀请。
At that time, China was just opening up for American visitors.
因为当时中国刚刚开放就开始邀请着美国的一些学者，美国的访问者。
And it had been 30 years that I had left China.
因为在那个时候我已经离开中国有三十年了。
And I got an invitation to go back to China.
所以我被邀请回去到中国。
And somebody came and says, "We want you to go."
有些人就说我们想你去，希望你去。
All of your expenses are paid.
所有的花费都已经有人付了。
Whatever you need is provided.
你需要什么都已经供应了。
I said, "Is that true?"
我说真的吗
？He said, "Yes."
他说是的。
Wow! I tell you, I was just jumping up several feet in my heart.
所以我心里面就是高兴的就跳起来。
I was going back to the country of my birth.
我就要回到我出生的地方。
And at that time I was holding regular classes in a big church.
当时我是在有一个教会里面一直是给他们讲课的。
We had about 300 people every Sunday morning that I was teaching.
所以每个星期天的早上大概有300人我们在上给他们上课。
It was was like a Sunday school class.
就好像一个主日学一样。
And when I heard this invitation, I told everybody about it.
所以我得到这个邀请的时候，我就跟所有人都讲了。
And I said, "What an exciting opportunity that is for me."
他说这个是对我来说是多么令人激动的一个机会。
And everybody clapped and they said, "Oh, we are so glad you can go."
Yeah, 很多人也鼓掌欢呼说哇很高兴你能去。
Then I came home and shared it with my family.
然后我回到家也跟我家里人分享了这件事。
I said, "Isn't this a great thing?"
我说这件事实在是太棒了。
And I looked at their faces and our kids kind of looked down. They didn't say anything.
然后我看我们的孩子，但是他们低着头，什么话都不讲。
I said, "What's the matter?"
我说怎么了
？This is a great thing I've been waiting for, and here it is.
他说我这为这件事我就等了多久了，现在终于来了。
My daughter spoke up.
我女儿就说了。
She was in freshman or sophomore in high school, I think.
她那时候是大概。中学大概是九年级、十年级的样子。
And she said, "Dad, you've forgotten something."
他说，爸爸，你忘记一件事。
She says, "That is the time that you promised us we would go backpacking into the mountains."
那是你所答应我们那个时候我们要一起去山里面去远游的。
I said, "Oh yeah."
我说，哦，是的哦。
I said, "But you know." We can do that some other time, but now I can go to China.
但我说，你知道，我们那个可以以后再做。那现在呢，我可以先回去中国。
She said, "Dad, you promised."
她说，爸爸，你答应我们的。
What was I supposed to do?
我应该做什么呢
？I knew this principle.
我知道这条原则的。
So next Sunday I was back in that church.
所以第二个主日我就回到教会。
I said, "I'm not going to China."
我说我这次不去中国了。
They said, "What happened?"
他说发生什么了
？I said, "I made a promise."
我说我答应过我的孩子们。
I promised my children that I would take that time to fulfill that promise.
我答应过我们孩子，那个时候我们是有一个约定的。
Fathers, it's important that we keep our promises.
所以父亲们很重要的，我们要说话算话。
When your children can count on you keeping your promises, that builds your trust in their lives.
因为当我们做到这个的时候，他会对你有真正建立起他们对你的信任。
But when you break your promises,
但是你说话不算话的时候。
It leaves a big scar and a wound in their hearts.
在他们心里面会留下一个伤疤。
And they will say, "How can we trust him to do anything that he later will promise us?"
他就会说，我们怎么能够再相信他所答应我们的任何事
？And if that pattern continues,
如果这一个情况反复进行持续出现的话
，you will be estranged from your children.
你对你的孩子来讲，就像一个陌生人一样。
The second one.
第二条。
When a father does not admit when he is wrong,
当一个父亲不承认自己的错误。
His children lose confidence in his leadership.
那么父亲们对这个孩子对父呃不孩子们对这个父亲的带领就会失去信心。
When our children do something wrong, we want them to admit it, don't we?
当我们孩子犯错的时候，我们当然希望他们认错了。
When we do something wrong,
当我们做错事情的时候呢
？We say we are the elders.
我们说我们是长辈。
We are the parents.
我们是父母。
Parents never admit anything to their children.
做父母的做家长的从来不承认在孩子面前承认错误。
That's not true.
但这个是不对的。
When we have done something that is wrong, we need to admit it regardless whom we have offended.
当我们犯错的时候，不管我们冒犯了任何人，我们都需要认错的。
I remember when I was a teenager.
我记得我是一个十几岁的孩子的时候。
There was a problem in our family.
当时我们家里就出现一个状况。
My father was very strict.
我父亲是非常严格的。
If he said you do something, you do it.
当他说你要做什么事情的时候，你就要做。
There was no arguing or discussing it.
对，那个没有什么好讨论的。
My father was short.
我父亲个子不高。
But he was strong.
但是他非常有力。
He had been in World War I.
他实际上参加过第一次世界大战。
And he had been a soldier.
他是一个士兵。
And he had been decorated with the highest honor that the German army could give to a soldier.
并且得到了就是德国军队里面的一个最高荣誉。
They called it the Iron Cross.
这个叫铁十字。
And he got two of those.
他拿到两个铁十字。
The second time he got it was when he single-handedly captured 50 British soldiers.
那第二次他得到这个勋章的时候，是因为他一个人就俘获了50个英国士兵。
It's a long story, but anyway, my father was strong.
所以我的父亲是很强、很有力的。
And when he said, you do this, yes, you do it.
所以当他说你做，那你就真得做。
And in Germany, you click your heels.
对，那么在德国你还得立正回答他。
And one day he punished me for something.
那有一次他惩罚我。
I had not done anything.
我其实没有做什么呀。
But he felt I had done something wrong, and so he punished me.
但他觉得我做错了，所以他就惩罚我。
And in those days, it was still legal that you could hit somebody in the face.
所以那个时候，打你、刷你耳光是合法的。
Now people would call the Department of Correction.
今天那有人就打电话，所以有家暴。
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
对你不能，现在不能做了。
But this was in China, and so he could do that.
但是在中国的时候，如果是在中国的话，可以做。
The next day he came to me.
那么第二天他来找到我。
And I remember exactly where I was standing.
我还清楚地记得我当时站在哪里。
He said to me,
他对我说
I made a mistake.
我弄错了。
I punished you.
我惩罚你。
And I want to come and ask for your forgiveness.
但是我现在来求你原谅。
I've never forgotten that.
我从来就没有忘记。
You know, that made my father go up like this in my books.
所以我父亲的形象顿时就高大了很多。
And when you have a strict father, you don't always want to put him very high.
当你有一个很严格的父亲的时候，你有时候不想把他们放在很
高的位置。At least not at that time.
至少在你被他惩罚的时候。
But when he did this, his stock went way, way up.
但是当他承认错误的时候，他的形象就不一样了。
And father's children will think more of you if you admit that you have made mistakes.
所以父亲们，当你在孩子面前承认错误的时候，孩子会更加的看重、尊重你。
See, we generally think.A conventional wisdom says that if you admit something wrong, it shows that you are weak.
Yeah, 有时候我们 平常你大概觉得说我们承认错误的时候，人家就觉得说你很弱。
That's just the opposite.
实际上真正相反。
It will show that you are strong.
这个真正表现出你是心里是很强大的。
So Father, if you learn to ask for forgiveness if you've done something wrong, you will win your children.
所以父亲们，当你做错事情，能够学会去承认错误的话，你会赢得孩子们的心。
But if you are not willing to do it, they will lose confidence in your leadership.
但是你如果不愿意做的话，他们对你的带领就会失去信心。
And children will react to that pride in your life.
那么你对你表现出来的骄傲，孩子会很反感。
Here we've got another one. When a father does not have right priorities,
这里我们还看到一个啊，当父亲颠倒了这个优先次序的时候，
his children feel he is too busy for them.
那孩子就会觉得父亲忙到都没有时间理会他们。
This is a special challenge too for us in our everyday life.
这个在我们每日的生活当中也是一个很大的挑战。
We are busy, busy, busy doing things.
因为我们一直忙着很多的事物。
And we have good reasons for those.
我们好像也有很好的理由。
But as a result, we fail to meet the needs of our children.
但是因着这个原因，我们就没有能够满足孩子们的需要。
Because our priorities have been twisted in the wrong way.
因为我们的优先次序都已经被扭曲了。
And children say, Father has no time for us.
那孩子们就觉得说，父亲根本没有时间来陪我们。
I had been back here in the States for just a few years.
早些年我刚刚回来才几年的时候。
And I was working in some of our CCIC churches.
那我也就在当时这个 CCIC 这个教会里面有些服侍。
I will not tell you which CCIC churches this was.
我不告诉你是哪一个CCIC 的分堂。
But I was talking to one of the children of one of our elders.
那当时我就跟一个长老的孩子在和他说话，在和他交谈。
And I heard something that made me sad.
那就让我觉得让有一件让我很伤心的事情。
And this person said, "My father, he helps everybody else in the church, but he never helps us."
那这个孩子就说，我的爸爸，这个长老，帮助教会的每一个人，但是不帮助我们这些孩子。
He counsels other people, he prays with them, but he never does with us.
他来辅导其他的人，跟他们一起祷告，但是从来没有和我们在一起做这样的事情。
And if we ask him, he says, "I'm too busy."
如果我们去问他的时候，他就回答说，我太忙了。
That's sad, isn't it?
其实是很让人伤心的一件事情。
So it means that this is a challenge for all of us.
这就说明说这是一个对我们所有人都是一个挑战。
We've got to have the right priorities in our life.
必须要有一个正确的这个优先次序。
I think I'll stop here because there are a lot of things in here that you say, these are things that don't apply to me, or here are some things that I can work on.
我可能就详细讲讲到这里，然后这里面有很多条，你可能会说啊，这些实际上对我来讲不适用。
So read these things and ask the Lord to give you insight.
但是真正好好的去思想啊，就是求神给你智慧，让你真的明白他可以对你有哪些教导。
I want to give you an opportunity to ask any questions if you have some.
那现在呢，我想给大家一个机会来。来问问问题。
Something that you've heard, or something that you want to contribute to, or something that you want to have clarified.
Yeah, 可能是你听到的，或者有些东西你想跟大家一起分享的，或者有些方面你想澄清的。
So feel free to ask any question.
所以就可以随意的来问问题。可以用中文。也可以用中文问。
Yes. All right.
So I want free and read Bible.
OK， 刚才问，其实我是很想跟我的孩子读经祷告的，但是他好像总在那里拒绝我，那我该怎么办呢
？How old is your daughter？
你的孩子多大了
？17。
OK， still in high school。
读到高中，对，已经快毕业了。
Well, now if your daughter had been 27, I would have said, It's going to be very difficult.
那如果你的孩子是二十七岁，那我可能会说，这个就到这个时候就可能已经有点困难。
But she's still in your home.
但是现在她还在家里。
And in your home, who is the leader?
那么在家里谁是头呢？
Not supposed to be.
不是说应该是，而
You are the leader.
而是说你就是。
And your responsibility is to have that umbrella.
对你的。职责就是要建起这个。
And part of that umbrella is to provide instruction to your children.
而在这个伞下，你要为你的孩子提供一个引导、教导。
Now, if she is in school,
那如果她在上学
，the teacher is not going to say, "Would you like to do this assignment?"
她的老师不会说，哎，你可不可以做这个作业
？The teacher will say, "This is your assignment for this week."
老师只会说这是你这星期的作业
and they have to do it
他们就必须得做
so as long as children are in your care
那只要你的孩子是在你的关顾之下
you can fulfill your leadership role by saying this is what we do in our family
你可以跟他说这是我们家里该做的事情
and if you live in our home if you sleep in our beds if you eat our foodThis is what we do here.
如果你在家你吃，在家你睡，那这个就是我们家里的规则。
But you have to do it with love.
但是你要带着爱来做这件事情。
And I think if you say, "Daughter, I love you way too much for you to go in a wrong direction," so I believe this is the best way to help you. I think you can win your daughter.
如果你说，孩子啊，我爱你如此之深。我不希望你走偏路，所以这个是我所为你所提供的。我想你这样子去跟他说的话，也许你会赢得他的心。
And you can make this a number one prayer request when you pray with your wife and say, "Let's pray that our daughter will say, 'Oh, Daddy, let's read the Bible.'"
所以这个你可以和你的妻子一起来祷告，说有一天你的孩子都会说：“爸爸，让我们一起来读经吧。”
But that's a good question.
但这是一个很好很好的问题。
Any other questions?
有没有其他的问题？好 ，Yeah, that.
Okay, 谢谢。好 ，I will pray with my wife every day, and I pray for my child too. And but I wanted to know how should I pray for them? But you know, all the time I just pray, and my wife just you know sitting in there. He's a woman.He will follow my leader in everything in my family, actually. But I think I want to be a very good leader in their family. But I want to know, should I ask her about something during our praying and some special things we have to pray? And actually, my question is, how should we doing this, you know, okay. Pray with your wife, with your child every day?Yeah, thank you.
All right.
这个弟兄的问题就是说，他其实和妻子一起祷告的，也为他们的孩子祷告。但是他的问题总结起来就是说，我们该怎么样祷告呢
？Good question.
也是很好的一个问题。
I think too many people pray, "Lord, bless my wife."
很多人祷告说，主啊，来祝福我的太太。
Bless my children.
来祝福我的孩子。
Amen.
Amen.
What kind of prayer is that?
这是什么样的祷告呢？
Sure, God has promised to bless.
当然，神已经应许了要祝福你们家人。
But that's not a prayer, is it?
但这个不是一个真正的祷告，是吗
？No, I think your question is a very good question because you show what are the concerns that my wife faces, what are the needs my child has.
我觉得你这个问题非常好，因为你在想说你的太太担心什么，你的孩子需要什么。
And I think the best way is.With your wife, you can say, you know, I really love you. I want to pray for you. Is the biggest need you face in your life?
所以我想一个很好的就是说你先跟你的妻子沟通，问她说我爱你，我想为你祷告。那么你最大的需要是什么
？Find out from her what the greatest need is.
就从她那里了解到她最大的需要是什么
？Maybe she already in the past has told you what her needs are.
也许她过去也曾经跟你讲过。
Maybe she has told you before. Listen to me when I talk.
也许她在听到我讲前都已经跟你说过。
Or I'm so tired, I need some.
比如说他可能说我真的很累了，我需要家里需要一些家务里面需要一些帮忙。
But find out from your wife what is it that you really need.
但是从你的妻子那里了解到他真正需要什么。
And if your wife needs to make some decisions, say I want to pray with you about that particular item.
如果你的妻子需要做一些决定的话，你可以说。我和你一起来祷告，我们来为这件事特别的来祷告。
So inquire what the needs are.
所以就是先去问，先去询问他到底有哪些需要。
And I think your wife will be very happily surprised when you say, "I want to know about your needs because I really want to pray about it, and I want to see what I can do to help you in your need."
我在想，如果你跟你太太说，我真的想为你祷告，想要知道你需要的时候，她一定是很惊喜的。
And I think the same thing applies for your children.
我想这个对你的孩子也是一样。
Depending how old they are getting.
也要看他们大概多大了。
They're in different stages of life. They have different needs.
在他们生命的不同的阶段，他们有不同的需要。
One of the things that we're praying for our grandchildren is that God would bring them in contact with wonderful Christian friends.
那我们为我们的孙子们、孙子、孙女的这个祷告，就是说，希望他们能够和一些基督徒的朋友在一起。
Now they're past college age.
他们已经上完大学了。
And so it's important that they have make right connections with others who can help them in their growth.
所以很重要，就是说他们能够和一些能够帮助他们成长的人能够在一起。
But let our praying be specific, not just general.
但所以呢，我们的祷告呢需要具体一些，不要太泛了。
For specific prayers, you can also receive specific answers.
因为具体的祷告会得到具体的回应。
General prayers get a general answer.
如果你的祷告是泛泛的，你最后听到的回应也是泛泛的。
How do you know that they get blessed? Yeah, they get blessed.
对啊，你怎么知道他们得到祝福了？他们就是得到祝福了。
But that was a good question. Thank you.
那个也是很好很好的一个问题。
Anyone else?
有没有其他的问题？okay.
So my question is.When, like, in the family, let's say the father and the mother, they are like independent, they have different opinions, like that happens. So how can they have like teach the children, like have like agreement, so the children can have like consistent view of what the family standard or principles are.
Mm.Good question.
对，这也是一个很好的问题，就是说，如果做父亲的、做母亲的都比较有独立的思想，他们的意见不同，那么怎么样能够让他们对孩子的教导能够更加的一致
？Children are very smart.
首先我们知道孩子们是很聪明的。
And when they see that there's a difference between the opinion of father and mother, they use it.
当他们看见这个父亲和母亲之间有不同的意见的时候，他们其实是会利用的。
And what happens is it starts separating husband and wife.
那么接下来就会看见这个事情，夫妻两个之间就慢慢会分离了。
Now I mentioned last night that the ultimate responsibility of leadership rests with a husband.
那么昨天晚上我也特别强调，这个家里面最终的这个领导应该是丈夫来承担的。
But many times the husband is not at home.
但很多时候丈夫都不在家里。
And so when children come with a certain request to the mother,
所以那孩子呢就会把很多这种要求就带到母亲。
And mother tells them one thing.
那母亲就跟他们讲一些事，讲一样。
And then when the father comes home, they ask the father the same thing.
那么父亲回来的时候，他们又跟问父亲同样的事情。
And the father says something different.
结果父亲呢又说了不同的。
Then you got the problem.
这个时候你就有问题了。
So what do you do?
那你该怎么办呢？
So I think it's very important that a father and mother have the same front, the same agreement.
所以很重要的就是让夫妻双方又有一个共同的立场。
And what a father should always do when he comes home, he says to the child, "Have you talked to your mother about it?"
所以父亲回来碰到这样的情况，就要先问孩子，你有没有跟你的母亲谈过这件事？
And if they say, yes, we have,
如果他们说是的，我们已经跟母亲提过。
Then you say, well, what did mother say?
然后你就要问他说，啊，母亲怎么说的？
And then they'll tell you.
啊，他们也会告诉你。
Then you say, that's exactly what you do.
然后你就说，这个也是我要你做的。
Now, if you think maybe that wasn't a very good way of answering the child,
也许你觉得说这样子回答孩子不是特别好。
You can take the mother into your bedroom.
你可以把孩子的母亲一起到卧室里，带到
卧室里去。And close the door.
然后关上门。
And you say, you know, you said that to the children.
然后你说你真的是这样对孩子这样说的吗？
Tell me why you said this and why you didn't say this.
啊，告诉我你为什么这样子说而不是那样说。
Talk to her privately.
啊，就是私下你先跟你的妻子商量。
And you might find out there's things you did not know about it before, but now she's able to give you the background of a situation.
也许你会发现有些事情原先不知道的，结果你的太太可以提供这方面的一些背景。
But it is very essential that you always have a common front with your children.
但是非常非常重要，就是说夫妻双方要有在孩子面前要一致，要有一个共同。
Because children have the tendency of going to the person that feels they will agree with me.
对，因为孩子他有一个倾向，他会去找就是父母当中那个更倾向于他的那一个。
And if it's a critical decision, you as father talk to your wife first and say, "Mother and I will talk about it, and then we'll let you know."
如果对你可以做的一件事就是说，孩子，我要先跟母亲、跟你的妈妈来商量这件事情，然后我们会可以告诉你。
But I think you need to make sure that there's always that agreement.
所以你一定要确保说你们之间有一个。要同意在这些上达成一致。
Otherwise, the children will be insecure.
不然孩子会觉得没有安全感。
But I think when there is unity between husband and wife, that gives strength.
所以当夫妻之间能够合一，能够有这个一致的话，这个是非常强有力的。
Does that help?
这个有帮助吗？
Okay. Anything else?
Okay.
I use English because I like to give some feedback from what you said regarding the four specific areas that you said that provide leadership for a man. Okay, I'm dressing and I want to share some encouragement to all my brothers here. At the same time, the struggles.
Okay.
You provide four specific.
David, 需要我翻译吗？
如果他们需要的话，我可以翻译。
行吧，那我一边讲一边帮你翻好了。
好
对，那 David 首先是想对刚才Hans 牧师所讲的一些有一个回应，因为刚才我们特别提到说，父亲在家里要在这四个方面要提供。
Yeah, I'm a father, I'm a man, I'm Chinese, I am like all the things you say, and just now, Zhang Gang talk about.Reading the Bible to the children, okay, which I have some experience I want to share. But specifically, okay, men struggle, these are the things, pornography, alcohol, internet addiction, anger, work, you know, engrossing work or laziness, gambling, smoking, stock exchange, options, you know, binary, whatever.Or movies, okay. These are the things that we face in our world, and then we have to be a husband, a father, spiritual leader, Bible study leader, church attender, you know. And in some cases, some of the four specific areas, one of the things that we lack, at least I lack, is that being respected.If you are not respected in the family, it's hard to provide leadership, provide protection. Your ideas will be scorned. Your suggestions for prayer will be meted out with quietness or just defiance. I give an example for myself. Okay.
Okay. Just hold a minute. You wanna...
okay. 那 David 也分享，就是我也是个男人，我也是个华人，我们在家里刚才。 他一边听一边自己列了一个单子，我们在哪些方面会有些挣扎，比如说色情啦，比如说酗酒啦，比如说吸烟啦，或者说上网的这个网瘾啦，啊，当然还有我们的工作啦，还有我们各方面的我们去看这个股市了，我们有很多很多这样的试探和这些东西。但是他发现说，我们在家里面一个很重要的一点就是说，如果我们在这家里不得到尊重的话，那我们很多的这些问题都得不到解决。
Our wives are very smart. The wives are very smart.
我们的太太其实也很聪明的。
They are all smart. They know. In fact, they are better off. God make them better off in terms of relationship. All that you say about, you know, why our children go to the mother is because we are not good. Okay.
他觉得说这个女人们在关系的处理上更加出色。所以孩子们可能为什么经常去他那里
so for me, I learned this, I stood in the post, but I tried, okay, I tried.
所以我呢就去我这方面作为一个父亲我也想做一些努力。
I failed, 我先讲我的 I failed because in my family, we are Christian family.
那么在我这个家我们是个基督徒家庭。
I cannot pray every day, I cannot even have a family altar worship with my family.
但是我没有每天祷告，没有家里有一个祭坛，
I tried.
所以这方面我算是失败的，
很难。Because no respect, number one, or there's no sense of spiritual appreciation.
就是说在属灵方面没有一个欣赏。
Okay. So what I did was I focused on my young girl when she was young.
所以我就在我这个小女儿身上，我就特别的关注她。
So, like you say, I ask her to read the Bible.
所以我就叫他去读经。
Okay. And it's been about 6 years, 六年了 six,
现在已经有六年了。
Okay. And the reason I do that is out of desperation.
Yeah, 那我这样子做的是在绝望之中才最后这样子做的。
Okay. Because I have out of job, I have no money.
因为我没有工作，没有钱。
So my daughter sympathized me.
那我的女儿呢就很同情我。
So we read the Bible together.
所以我们就一起来读经。
So for 4 years, I ask her to remind her we read the Bible.
所以
4年之间，我每天都提醒他和我一起读经，9:45 9:45 to 10:15 read the Bible.
每天晚上半个小时。
Okay, how do we do it when she's young?
那她小的时候我们怎么做的呢？
She doesn't like Corinthians or Romans. Too difficult for her when she's 10, 11 years old.
所以像哥林多前书啊，前后书啊，或者罗马书啊，
But they like story of the Old Testament.
但他们很喜欢旧约里面的一些叙事。
Old Testament is full of funny stories.
有很多很有趣的故事。
So I will talk to her. We will find out those funny stories. Dig out funny stories like how Isaiah or Nehemiah or Jeremiah sit in the well, or Isaiah had to sit on this side and that side cover half their body.
所以我们在圣经里找一些很有趣的故事。
Kids like that.
那孩子们呢是
喜欢这个。They like that and they identify with it.
他喜欢找一些他们能够
okay,
能够认同的故事。
So until now, after 6 years,
那么6年之后
years, I'm ashamed. Last 4 months, my daughter every night tells me,Daddy, this is Bible reading time.
Yeah, 那么这现在是反倒是我的孩子来提醒我说，过去四个月他提醒我说来读经。
She reminded me, "Come on, let's read the Bible. It's 10 o'clock." Okay. Now she start writing the Bible.
那她现在就开始抄写圣经。
I'm very proud. My daughter finished writing the book of Proverbs.
她已经抄写了这个箴言。
Ecclesiastes.
传道书
and she's under chapter 45 of Isaiah.
已经以赛亚书已经抄到第45章了。
We are now reading Corinthians. We finish the Gospel and the Colossians.
所以我们也开始读一些新约里面的一些书卷。
我分享这个 I read this not be proud of myself.
我不是为自己而骄傲，
而是给大家 share with brothers here. It can be done.
一个鼓励说这件事是可以做到的。
It's very difficult.
非常困难。
It's a lot of sacrifice.
要做出很多要付出
很多代价。David, let me interrupt you. This can go on for a long time.
No.
Maybe the others have questions too. But let me respond to what you have said already. All right?
范斯牧师现在就是。
I know that you have a lot more, but maybe we can hold that for another time together. But,
他先回应一下。
I think the point that I wanted to make was when you said, I have all these various functions that I need to fulfill, but I have no respect at home.
对，我特别想回应你刚才说，我有所有这些这方面的一些职责，但是我在家里却得不到尊重。
And so you have shifted to playing a good father's role and model with your daughter.
所以你就和你这个小女儿之间来在她面前来成来来来来做这个父亲的这个角色。
And I think that's a wonderful thing.
啊，我觉得这是很好的一件事情。
But let me go back to the more serious question about respect in the home.
但是我要回到这个更一个严重的问题，就是说在家里的这个尊重这个问题。
And that has to come in your relationship with your wife.
这个呢，要必须从你和你妻子之间的关系开始。
If your wife has full respect of you.
如果你的妻子完完全全尊重你的话
，That will then be transmitted to the family.
这个会一直传到整个全家。
Because if the children sense that you and the mother have this oneness of spirit,
因为孩子会感察觉到啊，你和你的太太之间有这样的一个合一。
Then you can minister to the others, and they will give you the respect.
那这个时候你去服侍他们。
So I think the starting point in your situation is you need to make sure that your wife and you get on the same level.
所以这个地方这个重要的一个出发点就是你和你的妻子要在一致的这个一条线。
Because you cannot effectively minister to the rest of the family if you and your wife go in two different directions.
因为你对你这个全家不能，你不能有。如果你和你的妻子在走个不同的方向，你是没有办法有效的来服侍这个家。
So your first priority has to be, I need to get together with my wife to make sure that we have that oneness of spirit in our spiritual life, in our goals for our family, and the way that we communicate.
所以我的第一优先应该是和我的妻子来一起有一个。
And if you can resolve that thing, I think the other things you will find, they will fall in place. I'm glad you raised that question.
Can I just finish one minute, okay?
Okay.
I understand that, and we are not that bad, we are not that good, so we struggle along with my wife, okay? Regarding what...my daughter's reading. I just want to share. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end like, well, now everybody live happily ever after. Reading the Bible with your daughter is a start. It's a struggle. It is not, it's the beginning of all levels of communication,
yes.
As you say. Okay? And one area as a father to a daughter at this stage that is very difficult is in terms of talking about sex.Our world of sex, my generation and her generation facing, is way too complicated to comfortably discuss. I need help from you. We're talking about transgenderism, lesbianism, all kinds of experimentation that I don't even understand myself, let alone discuss and provide a model for our children, okay? But they are aware of this thing.And this one area. Secondly, is that even though I discuss Bible with my daughter, I still do not have a comfortable sense that she is okay. No, she can be stand on her own. It's very difficult. So it's not just because you read the Bible, your family, you'll be okay. It's the beginning of a series of things that we need to trust in God.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
Thank you. I think, again, it shows...The importance of husband and wife being of one mind.
所以我想说，再一次看到我们这个夫妻双方成为在各方面保持一致，有这样一个合一是多么重要。
And when it comes to sexual issues, discussing it with your daughter, certainly I would say, make sure that your mother is with you in that conversation.That you have talked with your mother, that you'd both do it together.
Yeah, 所以有关跟孩子谈论性方面的问题，也要确保你和你的太太一起来做这件事情。
You know, most of us, I think, in fact, all of us have married up.
那我想我们男人大部分是，一般是娶一个比我们更好的。
and our wives, even though God created them to assist us, they know far more than we do.
我们的妻子啊，虽然神安排他们来帮助我们，但是往往他们知道的确实比我们更。
And if we want to be wise leaders, let's not think that we've got all the answers. No, I think let's draw from that great resource God has given to us in our wives.
所以我们作为一个领袖，我们要想作为一个有智慧的领袖啊，不要觉得说我们好像知道所有的答案。而是真的从神所供应我们的这些资源，特别是我们的妻子身上，从他那里得到这个帮助。
Well, I tell you, I wish we could talk a lot longer, but it's 11:30, and that's all the time they give me. Otherwise, they said they'd turn the lights out.
我想我其实还有可以谈更多，但是已经是11:30了，他们可能要关灯了。
Let me close with a word of prayer.
那我们现在来做一个结束祷告。
Father, we have learned a lot of things.And we have learned how much we yet need to learn. And I'm praying today for the men that are here.
那我今天为所有在这里的男人们祷告。
Thank you for their open hearts.
感谢他们敞开的心。
And thank you for their desire to be the men that you created them to be.
也感谢他们有这样的一个心，成为你要他们成为。
And Lord, as they face the challenge of leadership of their families, Lord, I pray that their umbrellas might be whole without any holes in them.
我祈求他们的这个伞，他们这个保护伞是一个完整的，没有漏洞的。
And that you will use the example of their lives.And grant, Lord, that you will build strong families in this church.
能够在这个教会里来建立很多强壮的家庭。
We know that we have an enemy.
我们知道我们有敌人。
And today we again say, the Lord Jesus Christ is our master and our Lord.
今天我们再一次说，耶稣基督是我们的主。
And we want to only follow him.
我们单单要跟随他。
So we resist Satan and all of his attacks.
所以我们抵挡撒旦魔鬼的攻击。
And we yield ourselves to you.
我们完全屈服于你。
So bless us as we leave this place.
所以当我们离开这个地方的时候，求你祝福。
And grant us, Lord, that we might make the application of the word of God into our lives.
我们可以把神的话语应用到我们的生活当中。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.